Welcome to the Talking Heart. Always connected though miles apart. Like the lotus flower grows from the mud, transforming pain into power, we rise above. I figured I'd reach out to you. I'm having some insights and what seems like some breakthroughs from the suffering. I believe, because it seems like it's been a very, very long period of suffering and internal agony. I know that you know how this feels when we're having like troubles with our families and then we feel disconnected from our root. I mean, there are families. But this morning when I went into work, this really cool guy actually... He's so cool. He's such a quick, like one of our clients. He's like, look what I'm reading. It's called The Message. It's the Bible. And he said, open up to whatever page. And he opens the page to Lamentations, which is lamenting. And I may even be saying that incorrectly, but I took pictures of the pages of that chapter. And I just started reading a little bit about it now. And it's like, the writing is amazing, number one. I mean, just the way that they describe everything is, it makes sense to me. And they suffered so deeply in so many ways. And I'm excited to read the rest of this chapter. I've tried to read the Bible before, but not all of it is called to me. But this one, I'm like into it. And I'm reading it super slow. I'm relaxing, drinking some tea, and I'm going to ingest it. I'm going to get the lesson from it because, you know, when you're reading something, you know that there's something like, there's like a pearl of wisdom in there. So you'd really want to give it all of your consciousness, really soak it all in so that it can help you through your lamenting and suffering. What's been going on with me? Like I said, I finally feel like a little bit of some sort of inspiration or a sign through this. And I feel like some light coming through because it's been dark. And I want you to share how you've been feeling and send me a message, but I want to let you know that I love you so much and I am so proud of you and how courageous you are to just be scuba diving into those depths, physically, metaphorically. You go there and you're not afraid, you're fearless, and I can't feel more lucky than to have you as my soul sister because I got a fearless partner by my side here. I love you so much. Please send me a message. Let me know what's going on with you.
I love you. Thank you for sharing about Lamentations. I think you'll find that really beautiful. And I'm really glad that you're connecting with that because that's, I believe that's what the Bibles of the world are here for. They're for us to be able to relate and connect with them and to work through life and with God's wisdom and grace to be able to just navigate this. Maybe not easier, but it's like when you drink something goes down and it's kind of like uncomfortable and bitter, and something goes down and then it's smooth and nice. So it's not so much that it's supposed to be smooth and nice all the time, but something bitter can go down as smooth. That's a weird metaphor, but I think that's part of why all of this was written. So life can be pretty intense, but you know, a bitter pill can go down with a good orange juice. We're all situated. Two things can really exist at once, even the same thing matching, you know, like having that matching feeling that you're reading about. There's this connection, there's this shared experience, and that's beautiful. It's like the orange juice. And I like that. And I love you so much. Thank you. You know, I'm definitely not fearless. I think the perception of that is just like kind of cliche-ish saying about courage is not being like a lack of fear, but having fear and doing it anyway, right? That's really what I'm doing. I know that life's going to feel uncomfortable no matter what I do in certain aspects. And it's going to feel good no matter what I do in certain aspects. It holds true for both, so why not go into it, whatever it is. I think the biggest challenge with fear is to be present with it. When we're afraid of fear, It's like if I were to swim away from a shark when I'm scuba diving, they're going to perceive that as being like bait of some kind or some sort of thing. But if we stand strong, it's not going to, you know, just like bop it on the head, get it away, you know, like whatever. But it's not going to see me as something afraid and running away to eat, possibly, even though they don't really go after scuba divers hardly ever. But still, in that instance. And I think that's really what it's about. And that's not to say we won't have moments of disassociating or whatnot, but definitely just sitting with it and knowing that just sucks. To me, this is purgatory, like 100%. It's good enough so most of us don't off ourselves, and it's bad enough to where we can pretty much kind of take it, and we know it's just long enough to where we can kind of get through it. So I feel like this is the perfect purgatory. I couldn't think of a better one. That's just my perception. Humans are so focused on Earth being, it's very Earth-centric. Earth is like a place. No one's really questioning how we got here. It's more like what happens after, as if time's linear. Like, who knows what's what? I don't know a damn thing. My guess is that. And I think coming from that place of like, oh yeah, this is just purgatory, it's like, okay, well then I'm just gonna go scuba diving, or I'm just gonna go like hike and go over here and travel and do whatever, because it's kind of like wild. No matter what you're doing, you could die at any moment, so that kind of like ups the challenge level. I mean, in life in general, not like going into risky things, but you know, some people do that and that's awesome. Or I guess I do that with scuba diving, though. I mean, it's pretty safe, all things considered. I just want to let you know that I feel fear a lot. And I just kind of just sit here and I'm like, cool, what's next? What can we do? Where can we go from here? And I'm super proud of you, because you know what? Like, you're doing a lot of it too. You're doing that work. We are a team, and I love you so much. And I just couldn't imagine a more beautiful, amazing, epic, articulate, far incredible person to share this journey with. And I'm so glad we've been sharing it for all these years and all the years to come. And just hang in there. And I feel you, and I know it, and I got you. I got you, babe. All right. Love you. Talk to you soon.